The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, it's a long way to have come from a graduate program in religious studies at Stanford, where we would delve deep into mostly texts, mostly books. So I did a dissertation on studying second century Chinese translation of Indian sutras. Talk about going into the fine detail. So from there, to come here, and now to be involved in the fine details of the human heart and human suffering and the challenges that people have in being a human, they are huge. And so, and today is the anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima, August 8th, 80 years. And I believe there's a person here at IMC who was there at that time as a young child or as a baby or something. So what comes to mind today that I want to share is a small tale, a fable the Buddhists say. It's called a Jataka tale. It's supposed to be, Jataka means having to do with life, with birth. It has to do with the idea of past stories of the Buddha before he was the Buddha. And they're kind of like Aesop's fables. They're often with animals. So it seems that once upon a time, the Buddha was a little parrot. So this is the story of him being a little parrot. And he was living in a forest that started to have a forest fire, which we know about here in California now. Apparently this is one of the, now they're already getting to be one of the busiest fire seasons of years ever in California. And what fires do we have these days? And not just forest fires, we have fires of war and fires of corruption and fires of hate and fires of domestic violence and fires of poor health and challenges and poverty. There are fires that we live with under in this life of ours. And so the animals of the forest started to run. Those that could run fast enough maybe could outrun the fire, but it was huge fire coming very quickly, and a lot of the animals got trapped between this big lake and the fire coming. So it looked like they were all going to burn, you know. So the parrot, of course, could fly above all this and see it. So the parrot's thought was, I have to help. I have to do something. So the parrot dived into the lake, got its wings all wet, and came above this fierce fire and shook its little wings to drop a few drops of water on the fire, and then went back to the lake, did it over and over again, dropping a few drops. And from all kind of conventional ways of measuring it, it didn't seem to make a difference. But it was a really good act. It was a really tremendous act of goodness, tremendous act of compassion that was operating in the parrot to try so hard. And the way that works is that when there's a tremendous act of compassion in this world, of care and goodwill, goodness, it heats up the throne of the great god Chakra, the kind of the chief god of certain, like kind of like the Zeus of the pantheon in India. And his throne heats up to inform the great god that there's a really good thing happening down in the world. So he got curious. So he turned himself into an eagle and flew down to see what was going on and saw the parrot. And he said to the parrot, what are you doing? I'm trying to put out the fire. And Chakra said, but it's impossible what you're doing. You can't bring enough water to make a difference. And the parrot said, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I try. I'm not giving up. And that touched the great god Chakra deeply. So he morphed back into his god form. And he was so impressed that he created a big rainstorm and put out the fire. So what I want to say is that sometimes when these fables are told, they're more allegories, metaphors, than real. And there is an unseen world, not of gods and all that, that this pantheon of things, but the cause and effect relationship of what we touch, what we see, what the consequence of our actions are, that often we don't see right away, or maybe we don't see at all. There's a story told in the Sufi tradition of some person who is the genie in the bottle comes out and offers him one wish. Maybe it's two wishes. And the two, so he says, okay, the two wishes I want. One is, the first wish, I want to go, wherever I go, I want to benefit the people there. I just want to benefit people. But the second wish, I don't want to know that I'm doing it. So the genie gives him a big bag that, or a bag that seeds. I don't know, date seeds, or I don't know what kind of seeds, some kind of fruit seeds, or flower seeds, or something. And it has a little hole in it. He's supposed to carry that over his back, and it's because it's a genie. It constantly refills. And he's just supposed to walk across the lands, and these seeds fall behind him. And he never sees them sprout and grow and become stuff, because he doesn't even know they're falling, because he just, that's how his wish was fulfilled. That's what he wanted. We don't know what the impact is of our seeds. We don't know what we're doing. The world's on fire. Maybe all you can do is small drops. Do them. You don't know the unseen world, the unseen ways in which that's going to touch others, affect others, move others. You don't know who's going to witness it. Maybe it won't be the great god Chakra, but maybe it's someone who's inspired by what they see and hear from you. And they care for the neighboring child, their neighbor, the neighbor's child. And their children who grow up quite challenged. And to have one person be kind to them and believe in them can make a huge benefit. My wife had, I think, a fifth grade teacher who I think changed her life just from the kindness the fifth grade teacher gave her. And probably the fifth grade teacher never knew what big impact she had on my wife. So we don't know the impact of even a small thing, the drops, you might not know. But I believe in the conservation of goodness. If you practice goodness, if you live in your goodness, and offer your goodness to the world, even if it's a little drop, it spreads out and goes into the world and will benefit this world of ours. Don't hesitate with your little drops. Who knows? You might never see that your drop set in motion a chain of goodness that prevented Hiroshima 80 years from now. Who knows where it goes? But it does matter that you do something. Offer your goodness to the world. Let your drops be the parrot. So, thank you.